Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. And now, during our Black Friday sale, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Plus special financing. Limited time. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Build up to Black Friday with savings all month long at Lowe's. Get up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, take an additional 10% off when you buy select major appliances. And don't wait to pick up holiday inflatables under $20. Don't wait to save in-store or online now. Because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 11/6 through 12/4. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for details and qualifying items while supplies last.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf, and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control and the dunk. Oh, my
goodness gracious.
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to. But you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
Well, we welcome you into the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline on a Monday after a 28-10 win over Georgia. Yeah, how about that, Bella? How about that?
Best overall game. All three phases, defense, special team, and offense, as I've seen at Ole Miss in a long, long time.
It was. I was excited about this show. I thought about it as soon as that game ended, how much fun we were going to have tonight.
So coming up, Ben Troop's going to be on the program. We'll also have Harry Harrison to join us as well. Ben from a national and maybe Florida perspective, of course, Harry, who was on the call of the game. With Mr. David Kellum. So we will also mention a few things before we get started here, and then we'll kind of bounce back a little bit. First South Farm Credit, we always talk about them. Over 100 years of experience supporting rural communities and agriculture, ready to guide you through the financial journey at First South Farm Credit. All right, play number two, Jackson Dart gets injured. Play number three, throws an interception. They have to go for it now on fourth down to get the touchdown, though. Yeah. Your defense did as much as they could possibly do. Then Austin Simmons came in. The lefty, boom, 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 ties it at seven and almost dominated that football game from there on out.
Yeah, such a momentum swing generated by Austin Simmons. I mean, he goes in there cool as a cucumber, man, and just marches him right down the field and like he's been doing it his whole life.
Yeah, I thought the game was set, and this is kind of one of my thoughts, so I hate to spoil it, but when they got first and goal there on the three-yard line and it took them four times to get in, I thought that really kind of set the tone right then.
I think, Yancey, that this is what you were asking for. Let's just see. I don't know. We'll try it.
Rebels in Georgia territory, fake on a handoff. There's the throw deep out wide open as Lee again. They can't find him. Makes a corner route catch at the 20. Turns and gets some yak yards inside the 15.
And there you go.
Yeah, I mean, he's just so cat quick. And the route running he does is unbelievable. It was good to have him. It certainly scared me when the first injury report came out and he was doubtful. I was like, what in the world?
That Wednesday availability list is malarkey.
But Caden's been banged up now. He even said at post game, you know, to get those receivers ready. Or Dart said, I didn't even know who I was going to throw to right during the week of practice. So obviously, Caden and Trey Harris being out as well was, you know, not a good tone setter, but everything worked out.
All right, let's get some thoughts, and we'll continue into this from Yancey. The five things brought to you by Outback Steakhouse. Steve Grantham operating 9 of them in the states of Mississippi and Tennessee.
Yeah, first thought, I knew Ole Miss was about to put a hurting on Georgia when the Dawgs got the turnover on the first Ole Miss offensive possession, and it took them 4 tries to score inside the 3-yard line. The Ole Miss defensive line was simply too much for Georgia to handle. Thought number two, what enough can be said about the job that freshman quarterback Austin Simmons did when he came into the game. That was the turning point of the game, while letting everyone know there will be no rebuild after this season. The future is ever so bright with Austin leading the charge. Thought number three, there was no doubt that Kirby Smart was going to try and play meathead ball and try and shove it down Ole Miss's throat. Well, Kirby, there is a bigger bully on the block now, and they are called the Ole Miss Rebels. Thought number four, I'm not sure anyone has even talked about this, but did you know that Ole Miss's specials teams are rated number one in the country in special teams efficiency? What a job everyone is doing, from the punter to place kicker to the 11 guys on kickoff and punt coverages. And the last thought of the day, this bye couldn't come at a better time for the Ole Miss Rebels. It's time to get some players healed, namely Jackson Dart, Trey Harris, and Logan Diggs. Get prepared for the biggest two games coming in the modern-day history of the Ole Miss Rebels.
So a big long wait before we get back. The text message line is blowing up. I used this from Kirby. He said it before the game against Ole Miss about what made those defensive linemen for Ole Miss so very good. And let me hit the right button, and we'll be able to do that.
Big humans, large, fast humans, immovable objects with twitch, twist. They're fast and big. I mean, just when you want to see a good defense, look at fast and big. And they got both.
Big, large humans. Those big, large humans for Ole Miss.
And fast.
Yeah. Did a lot of big things.
Yeah, Kirby's class act, not only because of the complimentary things that he said about Ole Miss, but you didn't hear him complaining about the fans rushing the field. No complaints at all. He straight up said Ole Miss is the best team in the country. And he complimented the fans. He said they'll remember that game for the rest of their life. The players, a lot of respect for Lane, just everything. I mean, Kirby was just a class act in that loss, I thought.
All right, we'll come back. We'll talk with Ben. We've got those text messages again at 426-1093. It's the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we've served thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
Oxford Orthopedic and Sports Medicine board certified surgeons are specially trained for you and your family. From dad's knee replacement to your son's football injury, leaders in orthopedic care. Oxford Orthopedic can treat any of your orthopedic needs close to home. Locations in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Pontotoc. Official orthopedic team physicians for Ole Miss Athletics. To make an appointment, call 662-513-2000 or visit oxfordortho.org.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
We got a bunch of text messages to get to at 662-426-1093. A look into the injury report. Harry Harrison from the Ole Miss Network will be on with us as well. But now we go to the phone lines. We bring in our friend who's been on several times. Welcome back, Ben Troop. How are you?
Man, it's great being on with you fellas, man. Thanks for having me.
Big Ben, you know, the Ole Miss defensive line really set the tone, not only in this game, but the season. When you watch Ole Miss play, what do you see from that defensive line?
I see scary from the ends to the D tackles, the guys that they seem to be playing well together. Obviously, I hate and love the fact that Princely, I ain't even gonna try to butcher his last name, is having the season that he's having. And when you bring over a guy like that who 2 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, and they seem to play well, though, as a group. And I think the thing about what I see with Ole Miss is people not used to Ole Miss defense playing just as solid as the offense. You understand what that offense of Jackson Dart and those guys going to do. When the defense is playing like that against a bully called Georgia and they out Georgia at being Georgia, I think that's going to be scary for them down, even the last couple of games coming up, as well as potentially going to Atlanta. But I was very, very impressed with the defense, very, very impressed with the Ole Miss performance on Saturday.
If you were ranking the SEC teams right now, where would you place Ole Miss?
I got Ole Miss right now at number 2. I got them right behind Texas, but I know people talk about the 2 losses, but sometimes it's just I think it's just time and place. I think that something we talked about Yancey, before the season started, the expectation coming out of Oxford was bigger than just an Oxford. The whole nation was thinking, hey, man, they went 11-2. 2023, could this be the year with a lot of those guys come back on offense? Obviously, when you talk about Lane Kiffin being the dominated transfer, being the portal king, and you look at what they're doing now. While 2 losses don't mean that you're not one of the best teams in the SEC, sometimes, like I say, it's just time and place. But I think on a neutral setting, I think Ole Miss could beat anybody in the country.
When the committee comes out tomorrow night, kind of give me a feeling where you think the SEC teams will be ranked amongst the committee poll.
I mean, obviously, because of what Alabama did against LSU, I see them being somewhere, right around their top 10. Texas is going to be in the top 5 because they only have 1 loss. And, you look at what they did, just dismantle my Gators on Saturday. Ole Miss, teams like Tennessee, those are going to be the intriguing ones because Tennessee only has 1 loss, right? Ole Miss has 2, but, when you dominate a team like Georgia, because one thing I get about the committee, they watch certain games. They don't watch all of them. Who's ever playing Georgia, people are watching. LSU, Alabama, people are watching. So Tennessee, I think Tennessee and Texas will be right there somewhere around, Texas will be like, top 2, top 3. I think Tennessee will be around the top 4, top 5. I do think that second tier, when you start talking, when I say second tier, I'm talking about those 2 lost teams, Alabama, Ole Miss. I got them in the top 10. The SEC is still looking good, people. I know everybody going to talk about you got these 2 lost teams. They're not going to be any more undefeated teams in the SEC, even starting this first year. But I do got about 4 teams in the top 10 right now.
What the Tennessee Georgia matchup? A lot of interest in that amongst Ole Miss fans. What do you think helps Ole Miss the most, for Tennessee to win or for Georgia to win?
Oh man, you definitely want Georgia to win because it validates that they're still a good team. You don't want to be the reason why they start losing. I mean, 2 lost Georgia is still very competitive. A 3 lost Georgia, I mean, because you're gonna want another team to have 2 losses, so it's gonna be chaotic towards the end of the season. But I do think you want Georgia to win because you don't want team, the last thing you want to lose is the perception battle. You don't want people to start saying, oh, well, see, I told you Georgia's not that good. That Carson Beck kid's not that good. Kirby Smart is kind of having a rebuild season. I don't like that when they start losing. They only talk about rebuild once those good teams start losing. But you do want Georgia to win only because I think it makes it chaotic towards the end of the year. Now, somebody else is going to have to be Texas. I don't know who that's going to be, but I do think you want Georgia to win this weekend.
So what's going on down in Gainesville?
You guys guess as good as mine. I mean, Scott Strickland, never seen a situation where AD comes out and says, hey, man, he's going to be back in 2025 with all the chaos. Now, if that's what you wanted, I think you could have waited because you got Texas coming down the line, and obviously DJ Lagway coming back. You're going to have almost 19 guys coming back on the entire team, but you guys guess it's as good as mine. It's just one of those things that culture is the hardest thing to build in football. It's the hardest thing to build in sports. And patience is not something that's on anybody's contract negotiation. When you start talking about these head coaches and you look at a Tennessee, you look at an Ole Miss, you know, you look at what Texas is doing first year in the SEC. Georgia is still Georgia. Alabama's still Alabama. But Florida, they haven't been good for the last 3 years. You can't live off Ricky Pearsall going in the first round last year and Anthony Richardson going fourth overall 2 years ago. The product on the field has been lacking. While you beat some teams this year, these moral victories are not going to cut it. It's going to really, really determine how these last three games go, even though I think our best shot to get a win is going to probably be this weekend, even though LSU is going to come in, you know, really, really mad about what happened against Alabama. I don't see Ole Miss being a good game. And, hey, man, if you can get to your sixth win, you better get to your sixth win against a Florida State team that can't beat nobody. But right now, it's just crazy right now, and I don't really see it getting better. This offseason is going to be crazy, and this recruiting class is going to have to be good this offseason.
The dreaded vote of confidence from the athletic director, who I understand he's on the hot seat down there too. Is that right, Ben?
It is. I mean, Ty Golden, you know, the basketball coach, is not helping situations. You talk about these sequence of events. You put out the statement saying, you know, Billy Napier's coming back. Then Ty Golden's situation comes out with the Title IX. Then you go to Texas and they show Scott Strickland on the side. This is probably one of the worst. Listen, I don't know. This is one of the worst weekends for me. I'm an Atlanta Falcons fan, right? But I play for the Tennessee Titans. I root for the Gators. I don't know what happened. This is one of the worst weekends for me. My freaking Falcons lost to the Saints. They ain't even got a coach. Then my coach down there in Florida, he's coming back. I don't know why. I think Jason Garrett and Billy Napier both got something. Jason Garrett had something on Jerry Jones. That's why he was there for about 14 years with the Dallas Cowboys. I think Scott Strickland, I think Billy Napier got some dirt on him because that's the only reason why I know he's coming back for 2025. And you got literally the same schedule. Only difference is you playing USF instead of UCF.
Let me ask you this. When Ole Miss goes there in 2 weeks, Ole Miss has a bye this week. Do you think the Florida coaching staff is going to have a little something extra game plan for Ole Miss, hearing all the fans down there, you know, churning and wanting Lane Kiffin to replace them? And Lagway, what is his status, his injury status? Do you think he'll be fine by that Ole Miss game?
He's going to have to be. I think he's going to have to be fine probably hopefully this weekend. But I think the fans are Lane Kiffin is – I mean, obviously he's the most attractive coach in college football for what he's doing. And, yes, I mean, the fans are going to be – you know, the fans are going to definitely roll out the red carpet. The problem is the fans on the side. Scott Strickland has already said, you know, and I think the difference is – winning at Ole Miss is way different than winning at Florida. The expectation of Florida is already crazy and through the roof. They're trying to get back to what Florida has been. Ole Miss, they are establishing their winning tradition, and that's taking nothing away from, you know, Archie or Eli. Lane Kiffin ain't going nowhere, man. I know the Italian restaurant, you know, in Oxford is probably called the Italian restaurant. That's fine, but he ain't leaving. He's not coming to Gainesville. Money ain't everything in college football. Last time I checked, Lane Kiffin, a lot of things broke, is not one of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Put on your thinking cap and forecast this a little bit. Last question for you shortly. If you had to name two teams you think are going to be in the national championship game right now, how they're playing, who do you predict those two teams to be?
Oh, man, two teams. You know what's crazy? If I had to pick two teams right now, and I know there's going to be – I think Indiana, because I don't know what's going on in Indiana right now. Can't nobody beat them, and I don't see nobody beating them. And if I had to right now – I don't want to give them no more love, but Alabama do something crazy, man, like keep winning in some kind of way, they're going to get in. They're going to get into the college football playoff, whether they go to Atlanta or not. You don't want a team like that that's already lost two games playing with that type of momentum. I can Alabama-Indiana national championship will be the craziest thing I ever seen. But if Cam Ward and company down there in Miami can bounce back and win the ACC, I think they got a shot to make some noise too.
All right, Ben, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Really good stuff, buddy.
Thank you, my man. You too.
And I think to his point is, you don't know. In this year's day and age and the way NIL's changed everything, there are right now, you can raise a lot of hands across the country that say that team can be in.
Yeah, but he lost me at Miami and Indiana. Come on. Come on, Ben. You're better than that.
Ben, there's nobody more knowledgeable. But that just goes to show you how wide open it is, right? I mean, he was having to think about it really hard.
Well, and he says nobody's going to beat Indiana. They got to go to Ohio State.
Right. Yeah. And then, there's a lot.
There's a lot. I just think it's wide open. But I tell you this, nobody's playing better than Ole Miss right now.
We complained about only having four. There are going to be a lot of teams complaining they didn't make the top 12 this year, too.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
We'll be back with your text messages right after this.
Can you imagine? Years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hottie Todd and go Rebs. Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford. At Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate. Gamble Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Campbell Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
All right, text message people, it's time for us to read a few of yours and go. By the way, I need to say the Farese Group is our partner in retirement, nearly two decades of expertise helping retirees invest and distribute savings. Farese Group, with unparalleled service for their clients. Their offices are in Oxford, Ridgeland, Little Rock, Baton Rouge, 1-877-327-3735. The first question is, what is the date and the opponent for the TADPAD game and time? The date is tomorrow. The opponent is South Alabama, and the time is at 7 o'clock, okay?
And they're honoring Bob Weltlich, that era. Last year it was Rob Evans' group.
Right.
This year, Bob Weltlich. So.
And I understand Carlos Clark's going to be around.
He was there at the basketball game Friday night.
With Tui and a whole bunch of that crew.
Yeah. Carlos Clark, Roger Stieg, and Tui were all there.
Yeah, Stieg got in. He got in the Hall of Fame, didn't he?
Yeah,
that's a sure good reason did. why that happens. All right, think Zach Arnett needs to get some credit on the defensive improvements. Glad Pete Golding is using him to help.
Well, who knows? But obviously, he's a part of it. You know, how big a part of it, I don't know. But
there's a bunch of analysts. Yeah, well, I mean, there's a whole host of those guys.
Hey, what's the old saying about raising a kid? It takes a village. Well, it takes a village to have a good football team, too.
This one says, I'm going to assume that we, the football team, will be as healthy as we can be going into Florida. Well, we hope so.
Hope so.
Yeah, I think
we'll do some injuries here right after that. We'll let Chuck tell you about that.
What do you think the Wednesday injury reports will come out for Florida? Well, how many were there last one?
26 to begin 26? With.
Yeah. What do you think the Florida game on Wednesday?
20-something.
But I'm telling you what he's doing. That's what the NFL does. Yeah. That first one, everybody's listed on.
Yeah.
Lane is using the NFL approach and then whittling
Why
it down.
Why do you think the other colleges aren't doing that?
Because Lane's been involved in the NFL and is just doing it that way.
You can have a hangnail and be on the one on Wednesday. That's so silly.
And for the person that wants Lane to join the show, we won't see him on the pro. He doesn't.
Or
assistant coaches as well.
No.
That's just policy.
He'll do a national show,
right? Yeah.
But he ain't gonna do a Lafayette County show,
because once he comes on one, everybody's gonna say, "Well, you let me on you on that show. You got to come on mine." So it kind of opens up the door.
Understood. All right, 662-426-1093. Our text messages are presented each and every week by Cannon Cleary McGraw at ccmoxford.com. Now to the Rebel Injury Report, Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Bringing those to us, OxfordOrtho.com. Chuck?
Well, we've kind of gone over it already. I asked Lane yesterday on his Sunday Zoom call. I said, do you have any optimism to get Logan Diggs, running back transfer from LSU, healthy for the next two games? And he said, I do have some optimism about that, which kind of surprised me that he would say that. But that would be a huge boost.
Huge.
A downhill runner like that, a big body. We need some help in the run game.
And get in there for a couple games, too, not just thrown into the playoffs rusty. Just.
And Trey Harris got a groin pull. I think he'll be all right by Florida. I just wonder if they're going too slow with his rehab to make sure that he's ready for the combine. I don't know. We'll see. J.J.'s going to be fine. Pegues, he's had shoulder problems all year, and he's going to hurt it every game. I mean, it's just the way it is. Caden Priscorn has a little bruised meniscus, but he played some Saturday, but he didn't play a lot. Hopefully we can see more of him. And Jaden Williams is ready to go, but I guess they're happy with Diego Pounds right now because the pass protection has been outstanding the last three games. So why rock the boat, I guess. I don't really know of any more.
Two more things. One is, why don't we use a fullback in an old formation and pound it down the defense? That's J.J. Pegues.
J.J. Pegues.
Can't rest that shoulder.
Let me tell you what, the one run when he mm-hmm. looked like he was going up the middle and he bounced outside, he was that close
to breaking
from
it.
Big boy taking it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing watching that guy.
He's agile now. He's agile. He can make a cut. That's a
He can see
thing.
It because he's been there and kind of done that before. So he can see that hole and what to do. He did a really good job running that football.
You know, did you see a Wesley Walls kind of thing happening where he's, defense and then NFL, he ends up at tight end
You never know. You never know.
And are you trying to slide a birthday past us?
No.
Someone says it's your birthday today.
Well, no. That's my wife's birthday.
It's my birthday.
It's your birthday, too.
It is
too.
Chuck's birthday. That's what I'm getting. So,
Kate, I knew something was the matter with your birthday.
Well, happy birthday, sir.
You look a lot better than him, too.
It's a national holiday for me and Kate. Armistice Day.
Why are we working on this day, then?
I don't know. You got a bad job.
I need all of the bad jobs I get, Chuck. I need them all. Oh, well, happy birthday.
Did you turn 50?
Not yet.
Closing in.
Yeah.
Closing in. All right, we thank Oxford Orthopedics, OxfordOrtho.com. Along the way, thank you, text message person, for popping that information in there on us, too, as well. People excited about what's going on. Lots of questions, lots of things, and we should be, right?
Oh, listen, yeah. the last 10 quarters of this football team is what I envisioned back in August. I didn't envision we'd stump our toe against Kentucky. I thought we'd beat LSU, but this, what he've done the last 10 quarters, and maybe it's taken this long to get that many new players accustomed to each other. Yeah. I mean, it's got to be a tough job when you bring in 40-something new players and expect them to play like a seasoned team immediately. It just didn't happen.
Jackson Dart said in the post game after the Arkansas game that there was quite a meeting among players, halftime of Oklahoma.
Well, man, it was
think
ugly.
About the way they have played from then on out.
Yeah. And that first half of the Oklahoma game was by far the worst showing they had all season. And they had over 100 yards penalty, I think 10 penalties. It looked like the Raiders in the NFL.
How about just 3 penalties against Georgia?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Part of that can be attributed to the crew you get.
Yeah.
Because I thought they were a good crew. I thought they did a good job.
Yeah. Wish we could have them the rest of the year.
We'll
yeah.
bring in Harry after the break.
Coconuts, you can break them open and they smell like ladies lying in the sun.
Spark something uncommon this holiday season with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. The busy holiday season is here, folks, and Uncommon Goods makes it less stressful with incredible hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list. Gifts that spark joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted feeling. They scour the globe as Uncommon Goods for original, handmade, absolutely remarkable things. Just a few of the favorite gifts I've found on Uncommon Goods include a do-it-yourself storybook kit for my niece. My daughter's got me the MLB Sunday Slugger Ceramic Ice Cream Bowl set. Love my Braves. From holiday host and hostess gifts to the coolest finds for kids to hits from everyone from book lovers to diehard sports fans like us, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. It is the season of giving, after all. So get 15% off your next gift by going to uncommongoods.com/TOC for Talk of Champions. That's uncommongoods.com/TOC for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary. Ole Miss fans. Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action. And if you sign up today with promo code Talk of Champions, you can get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Trust me, I've played and pitched for them all, but Prize Picks stands above the rest. Honestly, I have no idea why I waited this long. Yes, I cover the Rebels, so I've focused my picks on the MLB playoffs, including home run cash-ins on Mookie Betts and others. It's a blast, easy, and secure. Make your picks in less than 60 minutes with Prize Picks, and when they hit, you can get your money as quickly as 15 minutes. Even better, Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy. Think Justin Jefferson will get more than 83.5 yards this week? Yeah, me too. Win real money this football season with Prize Picks. Download the app today and use promo code TALKOFCHAMPIONS to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That's Prize Picks and promo code TALKOFCHAMPIONS. Prize Picks. Run your game.
You earned a degree in the behavioral health field because you wanted to make a difference. And you're needed now more than ever. Through the new Great Minds Fellowship Program, recent Ohio graduates may be able to receive as much as $20,000 in student loan support when working full-time at a community behavioral health center. Apply before November 15th. To learn more about program eligibility, visit highered.ohio.gov. That's highered.ohio.gov.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. Raw Real Estate. Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing five states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at riverlandllc.com or call 844-901-ROOF.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
At Cannon Motors of Mississippi, we serve thousands of customers since 1956. We understand that you're not just looking for a vehicle, you're looking for experience that will improve your life. That's why we're proud to offer a team you can trust. From sales to service, when you think car, think Cannon. Test drive a new Chevrolet Blazer or a new Chevrolet Trailblazer at Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody!
Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse.
Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No Worries Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at NoWorriesCars.com.
Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialists at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hotty toddy and go Rebs.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway, to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website at ticossteakhouse.com or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
And as we move into the second half of the show, this portion is brought to you by Gateway Tire, serving us since 1929, 54 locations, six different states. Gateway Tire, goes the distance for you. So does this guy, Harry Harrison. Yeah. Come on in, buddy.
Hey, brother.
What's going on, gentlemen? Has anybody still got a smile on that face?
Absolutely, mm-hmm. Absolutely. I know you do, too.
Oh, hey. Man, it's been hard to sleep. I can't get my eyes closed. I've had such a good time.
Harry, I said earlier in the show that I thought this was the most complete game with all three phases, special teams, offense, and defense, I've seen Ole Miss team play in a long time.
Chuck, I cannot argue with that. It's just such a relief to see total domination, you know. And, hey, we know Georgia's a darn good football team. They weren't ranked number two in the country for nothing. They hadn't won 53 games and only lost three to Alabama in that span. So this was a true big-time win for Ole Miss program, and obviously Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, when I was going through the projections of the draft, kind of keeping – track where some of the Ole Miss players, Georgia had five players in the first round. I said, yeah, they still got the talent.
Ain't no doubt. I mean, they recruited well out of high school. They hadn't had to hit the portals, them in Alabama, like we have. But that's okay. That's what the portal's for. And it's to stack your roster. And obviously it cost a few dollars, but the Rebels Nation has responded to the collective, and we've had that money to be able to spend on players, and that works. Obviously we can see that it works.
Well, but I think it's pretty obvious that it's two different philosophies of how to roster build, and this year Ole Miss's philosophy worked.
Well, it does, Chuck, and I mean you got to look at the size of some of the states that we're recruiting against. I mean, Georgia's in the state of Georgia. I have no idea what the total population, but the state of Florida's got 23 million people in it. What's Mississippi got? 3 million. So
yeah.
if we get 10 or 12 legitimate SEC players every year, we'll do better than that some years, but just take a 10-year average. If you got 10 or 12 or 13 legitimate SEC players in the state of Mississippi every year on the average, we'll probably have a good year.
And you're not going to get all 10 or 13 either.
No, ever. And you're not going to sign them all. And you're certainly not going to sign them all. So this has been a godsend for Rebels, and Lane has been on top of it. And, of course, Walker Jones and the collective have done a terrific job in raising that money. You know, we'll see what the dynamic is next year when the athletic department's got to come up with a big check to pay all athletes and see where the collective fits. But it's here to stay until they come up with a better plan, that's for sure.
Harry, start with what I thought was the most dominant part of the game was the defensive line. What was your take on their play?
Chuck, it was. I said after the game, I said the left tackle for Georgia is going to have a lot of nightmares because every time he came out of his stance, the guy was already on his outside shoulder going around on a speed rush, whether it be, you know, Yamana Malin or Centarian Perkins or Jared Ivey or even J.J. Pegues out there sometime playing that outside end position. We really did a good job, Chuck. And you know, Carson Beck was not a huge factor in running. I think he broke one long run and picked up a first down, but that's not a big part of his game. But getting pressure on him, and if you watch their scheme, Chuck, they threw a lot of bubble screens, whether they put a back in motion, got him out behind two receivers, or whether they just flipped it out to a receiver behind a tight end, a receiver. They didn't throw the ball down the field that much. You know, it was all underneath type stuff, which tells me they didn't have a receiver that could take the top off, and you know, unlike the Rebels. So one of my keys going into this game was explosive plays, and Georgia was in the top five in defending explosive plays. That's plays over – you can say it's either plays over 10 yards or plays over 20 yards. Well, I'm just looking at our stats from the post game, and we had three receivers. All three of them had over 20-yard explosive plays, and that was big in the contest. Ole Miss was, I think, either number one or number two in the country in doing that. So we won that battle. But the real battle all night was the line of scrimmage, and our offensive line did a terrific job of blocking for Jackson Dart. And, you know, I don't know what you can say. I don't know what else can be said about Jackson Dart, Chuck. When he came out of the game, I thought, kind of like Coach Kiffin said, he may not be able to come back in the game. Of course, when Austin Simmons drove us down and went 5 out of 6 on that drive, I thought, I turned to my guys at break. I said, do we take him out or leave him in? You know,
mm-hmm.
My goodness, that was a little peek into the future, but what a great release he had. He threw a couple passes, guys, between defenders and over the top of linebackers. They were just terrific passes and just, you know, making plays that a redshirt sophomore, a redshirt freshman who hadn't gotten to play any, Norman wouldn't make. And he didn't bat an eye.
You know, here's another point that I hadn't heard anybody talk about, but for the coaches in that situation to turn him loose the way they did, that's so rare. Usually when you see a backup quarterback come in there, they'll throw maybe a swing pass or hand it off three times or you know, but they let him go wide open. So that's got to be a good feeling for him that he has that kind of trust factor from the coaches.
Well, I think it most definitely. I think the coaches have seen what he can do in practice and scrimmages, and I think they truly believe in the young man. I mean, we all know he got to college 2 years ahead of his outgoing senior class, so he's not that old of a kid, but obviously very, very smart, very mature beyond his years. And I think his first pass play was a naked bootleg out there with a guy coming at him. He threw a dart out there on a deep out for a first down. Mm-hmm. I want to say it was to Juice Wells. That might not have been correct, but he just threw darts.
It was, yeah.
He attempted six passes, completed five of them, and the third down conversion, I think it was to Caden Lee, kind of in front of our bench.
Yep.
He threw it over the top of the linebackers and in front of the safety. It just had to be a perfect toss, and he completed it. And I just went, wow. I mean, you can't teach that. But Jackson Dart, being the warrior that he was, bounced back from whatever injury that was, and came out of that locker room with fire in his eye, and that's a Chuck. That's a leader. That's a leader of that team when he came in there and played the rest of the game on one leg, and then he took off on that 20-something yard run down our sideline to pick up big first down and move us down, I think, for another field goal in that situation. But just so many stars in that game came to light, and you look back on the two losses and you go, coulda, shoulda, woulda, but that woke these guys up, especially offensively. I thought defensively that front six and that secondary's played well enough to have hung in every game, which we have. But we had a little lull there in the middle of the season. Offensively, we weren't able to put up points and not score like we thought we were going to. But that's come around, obviously, since halftime of the Oklahoma game. So that 2.5 games offensively, these guys have really stepped it up.
You know, and that's crazy to me that as good as Georgia's front is, that they were able to give Jackson that many clean pockets. And let's not forget, while the running game wasn't really great, they averaged 3.7 yards a carry, and that's enough to keep a defense honest.
Well, I'm looking at our stats from the game, Chuck, and we had we ran 64 offensive plays, and they ran 64 offensive plays. We had 397 yards. They had 245. We held them to 33 carries, 59 yards rushing. We had 36 carries for 134. And that was spread amongst, but, you know, Ulysses Bentley touched it 13 times, and Dominique Thomas touched it 9 times, and Jordan Watkins 3, and of course, Jackson Dart touched it 8 in the run game. And when you factor that out, 134 yards rushing was enough to keep their linebackers honest. Play action is what we run our offense off of, and that holds those linebackers just for a second. And that intermediate passing game, whether you're running behind them or crossings or whatever, you hooking up, whatever it might be, depending on coverage, allowed us to hit some of those shots downfield.
Harry, how much do you think a RPO factors into maybe the rushing game not being what it's been? I mean, even though I know we ran RPO last 2 years, we had Quinshon Judkins. But do you think that hesitation of firing out, afraid of being illegally downfield, is a problem sometimes?
I don't think there's any doubt about it. I think if you go and watch practice, Chuck, and watch the way they block, run block, it's almost, you look like they're going belly to belly, you know, just because – you know, I remember in years past when Freeze was in here and we beat Alabama, we've had some guys that didn't get called down. They weren't looking for that so much. And then Saban got to complaining about it, you know, with the RPO package. If we pulled it and didn't run it and threw it, we had offensive linemen downfield looking for somebody to block. So they've really started watching that more in the last 4 or 5 years. And so the old days of double-teaming and driving a guy 5 or 6 yards downfield or even one-on-one and doing that, is those days are past, just because those linemen don't know if it's run or pass. And so you've got to factor that in. And so I think that's a big difference. And, you know, just a different type scheme from what we were used to seeing 20, 30 years ago by far. But, you know, nobody holds up anymore. And the offensive linemen get the call. The quarterback is getting them the call. But they don't know if it's going to be a run or a pass. So you can't be down. I think 3 yards is the maximum you can be downfield. And that makes a huge difference in the run blocking up front.
Harry, do you know anything about what happened with Jaden Kennedy? He played in the first half, but I didn't see him much in the second half. Chris Graves kind of took over.
He did. I don't know the answer to that, Chuck. I don't know. If it was an injury, we didn't get that report. And John Darnell, our sideline guy, was, of course, is on top of that stuff. But, no, I do not know what would have happened to him. But I thought Chris Graves played well.
Yep.
I thought the guy that didn't play as much as I was expecting was the Hamilton number three. The other corner who's played a lot, but that's the good part about having depth. Whoever's had a good week in practice is going to see a lot of snaps. Obviously, number nine, Trey Amos, is the top dog in that particular room, and he played just probably every snap. But the other side, we alternated between first half and second half. But you know, I thought they all did well. You know, I thought they did well, and I just didn't think of Georgia's wide receivers had the same ability that we've seen in the past. You know, we've seen the George Pickens in the past and some of those type guys that could really take the top off of it speed-wise. I didn't see that with Bell. And they had Dominic Lovett and Dylan Bell. And I want to say Lovett or, you know, he was a transfer in there. I'm not sure. I don't have that in front of me. But they didn't seem to have that burner. And you know what? You know the difference in last year and this year?
Brock Bowers.
They didn't have Bowers. You know, Chuck, took the words out of my mouth. If it was third and two or third and nine, just get it to Bowers. He'd pick it up for you. You know?
Yeah, don't feel too sorry for Georgia. They got the number one wide receiver group recruiting class in the country coming in next year. You know, with Jaden Kennedy there, I think he's the most improved player on the team this season from the first game to the last game. Matter of fact, the PFF grades, he's now 6 out of the last 7 grades. He's had the highest grade out of all the defensive backs on the Ole Miss team. But another guy, Harry, that really stood out to me since he came back from missing a game is Micah Pettis. He's been absolutely dominant the last 2 outings.
Quit holding.
And you know, without a doubt. And, you know, I think the officials came into this game and go, you know what, we're going to keep our flags in our pockets. I think Georgia had looking at that stat, Georgia had
4
penalties. Georgia had 4 for 20 yards. The Rebels had 3 for 30. That's probably the least penalized game I've witnessed all season by far. And I think the officials decided we're going to let these guys play.
Well, they need to.
And that's the way it should be.
No players flopping. The refs not trying to be the star of the game. It was just much more enjoyable to watch.
Yeah, but getting back to the offensive line, yeah, Micah Pettis had that one bad week when he you know, didn't perform well and didn't play in that game. I think that was Oklahoma.
Yeah.
But since then, his lights come back on, Yancey. Yeah. I think the fact that he didn't get to play that week maybe had awakened him. And so he's obviously a big talent. You know, he's got another year if he wants to come back. We'll see how that all works out at the end of the year. But, yeah, he's quite a talent. And that first punch he makes, I would not want to take that.
Me neither.
Hey, Harry, thank you so much, buddy.
Thank you, as always. Thank you for your analysis.
Always, man.
You're the best in the business.
Continue to celebrate. We'll see y'all in Gainesville.
Let's do it. I'll see you there.
Harry Harrison on the call of the game as the game analyst. We have just a little bit of time, so I'll do a quick little Ole Miss news segment for you with our friends at Van Atkins Jewelers. Van Atkins, the South's leader in the state jewelry and diamond solitaires, as Chuck always says, you know she's worth it. Defensive lineman of the week, Jared Ivey and Princely. Romana Malin were both named that, and Caden Davis was the special teams player of the week for his 5 field goals in the game.
Boy, that one to go up 16-7 was huge, and then the one from 53 yards where they called timeout and then decided to let him kick that field goal.
Hey, and let's not forget in those rainy conditions how important the snapper and holder were.
Yep.
They did a tremendous job.
Number one team in special teams efficiency in the country. Nobody
Even
talks about it.
He
but
slipped
that's big.
On that first kickoff that rolled down there, and then we ended up tackling him down the side to 15. Yeah. All right, we're back to finish next.
Oh, yeah. I don't know she's all right. I don't know she's all right. She's all right. guys is all right.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out in their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555. And let us help meet your financial needs.
Are you looking for a quality used car at a price fit for your budget? No Worries Automotive Group has locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. No credit check, no driver's license, no worries. Every vehicle comes with a 30-month, 30,000-mile service contract. Let our friendly and knowledgeable sales staff help you find the car you deserve. Remember, we have locations in Batesville, Olive Branch, South Haven, and Memphis. Find us anytime, anywhere at noworriescars.com.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color t-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Tell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags, anything, everything, all. Miss.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
More thing with that Ole Miss and SEC news. The SEC fined Ole Miss $350,000, LSU $250,000 for incidents over the weekend. Ole Miss, a second-time offender for the $250,000 and then the $100,000 because we ran out on the field with 16 seconds left.
And the funny thing about that ruling is the opponent gets that money.
Georgia
gets the SEC doesn't get the money. Georgia gets the money.
Now, the LSU situation's different because their $250,000 came because fans were throwing bottles and other debris on the field.
What's
so
Texas fined?
That's SEC sportsmanship. I don't remember if they were or not. So that's game management and alcohol availability. So they're making LSU look at those kinds of things. And then they're looking for camera evidence of who threw stuff. If they can find out who that is, they want them punished by not allowing them to come back to school and, or not school, but to a game. And if it continues again for LSU, the SEC might move to suspend alcohol sale at activities at LSU.
That's how you get the attention.
Good luck with that.
Now some recruiting
news.
That's
when they leave the SEC.
talk about the growth.
It just goes back to the airplane bottles, Chuck.
Yeah. The NIL opportunities for Ole Miss student athletes. Let's talk about some recruiting, Yancey.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there was going to be good news coming out. What the biggest news of the day was Dante Core out of Fort Lauderdale came to the game this weekend, returned. I believe he was there for the Oklahoma game. He's an Auburn commit and flipped to Ole Miss today. And then 2026 four-star Wide receiver Zion Legree from Pensacola, another Floridian that attended the game, committed to Ole Miss today. So those are the football headlines. It was unofficial visits of Auburn four-star quarterback commit Deuce Knight from George County was at the game. Alabama five-star wide receiver Caleb Cunningham out of Aberdeen was in Oxford for the third straight game, and the momentum continues for Ole Miss, and I'll be surprised next season if he's not in the red and blue, especially after he saw what he's going to get there with Simmons for the next few years. So that was a big plus as well. Alabama four-star running back Akilin Deer out of Quitman was there all weekend. LSU four-star offensive guard Devin Harper out of Shreveport was at the game, and there's been some crystal balls there with your site there at On3 Sports that are now predicting him to flip from LSU to Ole Miss. We all know Ole Miss needs all the offensive linemen they can get. Florida four-star commit Nashawn Montgomery out of Miami. Another Floridian was at the game that's committed to another school. Clearwater, Florida four-star offensive guard Gabriel Ascenda was at the game. Four-star wide receiver Winston Watkins out of Miami was at the third game this fall. A huge want for Ole Miss there, you know, for that wide receiver group. Pretty much all 18 Ole Miss commits were at the game. Xavier McDonald, four-star wide receiver out of Morton, was there, along with Brandon, 2026 four-star cornerback Preston Ashley. And that's the news of the day.
And the good, bad, and ugly brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned roofing firm. Inspections, new roofs, maintenance programs, they've got you covered, home and business. They're a GAF Master Elite Contractor, 662-644-4297.
Well, this is kind of a dumb segment tonight because after the stunning win over Georgia Saturday, there's nothing but good. And to even suggest there was bad or ugly is just stupid. Even the rain was beautiful and good. Even the bad traffic all over Oxford Saturday was perfect. Even the length of the game was fine. Even the time for storming the field and the fine for storming the field and tearing down the goalposts is okay. Even Jackson Dart's interception early that led to Georgia's only touchdown was fantastic because it shocked the Rebels into their best, most complete performance in years. All kidding aside, this was not only a good day but a great one, and it kept the Rebels' hopes of college football playoff inclusion certainly alive and kicking. The defense was ridiculously good. The offense was opportunistic, and the special teams were about as good as I've ever seen here. And what can you say about backup quarterback Austin Simmons? What a stud. What a drive to tie the score at 7-7 when Dart was out with the injury. Just unbelievable. Kudos to the coaching staff for a great game plan. And to the fans, holy moly, the best ever. Braving that weather and never letting up. Tremendous.
Chucky, Gary, we didn't get a chance to talk about the Ole Miss basketball game there against Grambling State. What's your thoughts, Gary?
I kept up a little bit with it because I had Grizzly stuff going on too. So surprised, but then go back and realize, I mean, I don't, Grambling did go to the NCAA tournament and play Purdue. They're okay. I was shocked it was a two-point game. Maybe it's a little wake-up, and I reserve to see what happens tomorrow in the Tadpad.
Grambling was a pretty good team. Grambling was a pretty good team, I thought. I didn't think we played particularly well, but I respect them and their coach. I thought they did a good job of, particularly on the defensive end and rebounding. I thought they were pretty solid.
That rebounding again, Chucky, is Ole Miss going to be able to hold their own this year?
I don't know. That's a good question. We'll see.
Yeah, that's my worry. It was at the beginning.
Yeah.
We'll see.
So they'll play in the Tadpad tomorrow at 7. Women's basketball held Arkansas Pine Bluff to 24. Lowest output by an opponent in history there. So
yeah, this is Joe's best team.
1-1 now for them. They're off at Delaware State, I believe, is the place.
Yep.
All right, happy birthday, Mr. Chuck.
Yes, sir.
Happy birthday, Kate.
And to my wife, Kate Porter.
That's right. All right, we'll do this again next week. Thanks, my friends.
Hotty toddy.
Early holiday savings have arrived at Tanger Outlets. Discover the best gifts from your favorite brands, perfect for everyone on your list. And stack your savings with up to 70% off, plus an extra 15 to 25% off only during Tanger Style. Save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Skechers, J. Crew Factory, and more. Hurry in. These early holiday deals last through November 24th. Tanger Outlets. More savings, more cheer.